Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
1 Corinthians chapter 15. And then we will read verse 48. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and then verse 48. The Apostle Paul, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says, "As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust." Who is the man of dust? Who is the man of dust? Who is the man of dust? It's Adam. As was the man of dust, so are those who are made of dust. So now he's talking about some ground level people. Dust. They are not in the upper room. Says that as Adam was, so are people who belong to the dust, who have not been elevated to the heavenly places. All right? They are not in the upper room yet. The second part is where I want to come to. And as is, please, can we say as is? The first one, he said, as was the man of dust, because he's past. Now he says about as is. Can we all say is?
Is.
It's a present tense rendition, not so. And as is the heavenly man. Who is the heavenly man?
Jesus.
Who is the kingdom man?
Jesus.
Wow. He's a man, but he belongs to the kingdom. He came from the heavenly kingdom. All other people came from the earth. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. As is the heavenly man, or as is Jesus, so also are those who are heavenly. The question is that, who are those who are heavenly? Because we know the heavenly man, and we know the man of dust. But the Bible is ending and saying that, as the heavenly man is, so also are those who are heavenly. Who are heavenly? Who are the people who are heavenly? He's talking about us who have accepted the heavenly man. As who have the heavenly man living in him, in them. People who believe that they have been translated from the kingdom of darkness and they have been delivered from the kingdom of darkness and translated into the kingdom of his son. They are those who are heavenly. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I love it. Because the Bible is teaching me something. That I can be a man on this earth and still be heavenly.
Yeah.
I can live the kingdom life. As is the kingdom man who is before the throne of God in heaven, so are those who are heavenly. But they are on earth. They are on earth. That's talking about you and me. We are kingdom people. We live the kingdom life. We pray in a kingdom way. Just as Jesus is heavenly, so are we right now. We are also heavenly. So see yourself like that. See yourself as representing the heavenly man, I should say. Hallelujah. On this day, 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. And then verse 17. The Bible says that herein is love perfected. Ladies and gentlemen, love has been perfected among us. Love cannot be perfect if it's coming from us. It is only God who shows perfect love among us. Love has been perfected among us. Who perfected his love among us? Who has shown us love, Church of the Living God, in this singular, one singular thing shows that love, the love of God has been shown in a perfect way to us. In this, that we may have boldness. He's not showing us that this now, he's showing us the result of God perfecting his love towards us. Says that the reason is that we will have boldness in the day of judgment. Because this is the love that has been perfected. Because as he is, so are we in this world. As he is, so are we. As he is, present tense, so are we in this world right now. As is the heavenly man, so are those who are heavenly. In other words, the heavenly man and those who are heavenly, Jesus, and those of us who have Jesus in our heart, we are one and the same. I'm not saying that you are Jesus. You understand my drift? Where I'm getting to? You are representing him so perfectly that as he is, so are you in this world. As is a heavenly man, so are those who are heavenly. Same status. Nothing has changed. Hallelujah. That is what it means to pray in the name of Jesus. Praying, bearing in mind, with this mindset, that as he is in the heavenly kingdom, so am I on this earth. If Jesus Christ, his prayers are heard in heaven, so are mine heard in heaven. If God respects the prayers of Jesus, so does he respect my prayer. Because of what? Jesus. Because I offer it in the name of Jesus. As Jesus' prayer is not full of doubt, so it is not full of doubts. Hallelujah. What does it make of us? It makes us bold before God. It makes us bold. Hearing his love perfected among us. Boldness in the day of judgment. Somebody says, oh, Pastor, he's talking about the day of judgment. Because there is surely a judgment coming. And whatever a man sows, that shall he reap. I'm not talking necessarily only about that judgment. In the Bible, in the way that scholars wrote the Bible, the day of judgment that refers to the final judgment is always in capitals. Check your Bible. This day of judgment is not in caps. Well, take it that it is the final day of judgment. But every day we have judgment. Every day there is a day of judgment. Every day we have to judge between going here and going there. Every day we have to judge between doing something and doing something. Going to live here and not going to live there. Going, sending my child here or not sending my child there. Every day there is a day of judgment. Says that you can be bold in the day of judgment. Not just in the final judgment, but right now. When you have to judge between what you must choose, the husband you must marry and the husband you must not marry. The man you must marry and the man you must not marry. The woman you must marry. That is a day of judgment. And perfect love has been shown among us that you can pray. You can pray in the name of Jesus. And you can do it so boldly that you obtain mercy and find grace to help in your time of need. We are faced with judgment all the time. As I'm talking right now, I'm making judgments. What to say and what not to say. I began by saying, because the men are not here, what I've planned to teach about for two consecutive times, I have not taught it. I'm teaching you a different thing. Yeah. So I made a judgment. I'm here. Didn't you see I was confused? What I should teach you? Yeah. And finally, I confessed because it's good to think aloud. Honestly, before I came to stand here, I asked my wife, should I teach about leadership or I should teach about prayer? You know, the last thing I said before I came to stand here and I taught aloud with you, we are always judging. But we can be bold even when we are facing judgment. When your boss calls you and you're being appraised and your teacher puts the question paper in front of you, it's a day of judgment. But you can be bold in the day of judgment. Because of the awesome love of God, we can be bold in the day of judgment. Why? Because we are representing him. We are as he is. And praying in the name of Jesus, look at Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. Praying in the name of Jesus is praying as he is. As he is. As he is. Oh, I love it. As he is. Hebrews chapter 4, and then verse number 16. We can have boldness in the day of judgment. Let us, therefore, come boldly, please underline boldly, to the throne of what? Grace. That we may obtain mercy, underline mercy, and find grace, underline grace, to help in time of need. Let us therefore come boldly. Why? Because there is somebody who is there for us, and we are representing him on earth. So look at the person you are representing, and let that give you boldness. He didn't say, look at yourself. Because when you look at yourself, you can't get boldness. Believe me, the devil will not allow you to get boldness. That's why he doesn't want you to look at Jesus. He wants you to look at yourself. No matter how righteous you are, he'll find something wrong with you. And you know there is something wrong with you. That you can obey the whole law, 9 over 10, but you can lack one thing. And the Bible says that it is as good as disobeying everything. Because one person gave the law. You can't divide it. There's one lawgiver. And so you can obey one and then disobey the other and still have some ground. He says that it means you have disobeyed even the one you obeyed because one person gave it. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. So don't look at yourself. Look at who? The person you are representing. That is what it means by praying in the name of Jesus, as if it is Jesus who is praying. Doubt will run away from you. Angels, the Holy Ghost will come rushing down like the apostles did in the upper room. Continue with one accord. Sitting down, and the Holy Ghost rushed. Not took slow motion. He will rush out of you. Hallelujah. When you learn to pray in the name of Jesus, because he came to glorify Jesus, in whose name you are living, in whose name you are in church, in whose name you are praying. Hallelujah. Let us come boldly. How can we be bold if we are looking at ourselves? It is only when we look at a high priest who has gone into the heavenly kingdom for us. That is what the Bible says. Let us therefore, because he is for us, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. The place where grace has a throne, and grace is the one determining things, like a king. Grace is sitting on the throne. And believe me, this grace is Jesus. He is seated on his throne, and he is giving judgment on the basis of grace, not on the basis of works. On the basis of grace. Once you come as representing him, as if you are Jesus, you find mercy. Can we all say mercy?
Mercy.
Mercy is getting the things, or I should say, not getting the things you deserve. Better still, not getting the wrong things you deserve. That's mercy. When somebody has gone to kill somebody, and then they say, let's show mercy to the person, then we are giving him something he doesn't deserve. What he deserves is death also. But mercy means that what he deserves, the bad thing he deserves, that is death, we will not let him die. Some people say, we will not die him. We will not die him. We will let him live. He has had mercy. What is grace? Listen, the Bible says you will find mercy, one. You obtain mercy, one. And find grace. Is there a difference between mercy and grace? Yes, there is. They are twins, but it's the same thing. You know, there is a difference, slight one. Grace means getting the good things you don't deserve. One is not getting the bad things you deserve. The other one is getting the good things you don't deserve. Look at it. God has covered us in every way. If you think that as for me is mercy, says that you can get mercy. The bad things that you don't deserve, I can bless you with that. The other one, what you don't deserve, the good things you don't deserve, I can get it to you. So you are so well covered. When you pray, as representing him. Every way you obtain mercy, find grace to help in time of need. So we are bold before him.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah. It's wonderful. Look at the same Hebrews while we are there, verse 3. Therefore, can we say therefore? Therefore, holy brethren. Say holy brethren. You are holy, not so. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. Underline partakers. Partakers. Partakers of the heavenly calling. Partakers of the heavenly calling. The heavenly calling. It's talking about a specific calling, because there is a definite article. Partakers of the heavenly calling. The question is, whose calling do we partake in? Because you and I, we are holy. Holy. Why does he call us holy brethren? Holy because Jesus is our holiness. Jesus is our sanctification. Kingdom praying, you recognize what Jesus has done. You do it as representing him. So he says that therefore, holy brethren, he has put you on a certain pedestal already. Holy, holy, holy brethren. Holiness is the fruit of righteousness. There is a difference, slightly. Righteousness is the root. Holiness is the fruit. When you are righteous, your root is righteous. Your inside is righteous. Believe me, you will bear the fruit of holiness. Romans chapter 6 is there. Says that holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. The heavenly calling is the calling of Jesus. Jesus has a definite heavenly calling. Says that we are just partakers. Partakers is from two words. Cocktail of two words. Part and take. And S. Three. Let's deepen the cocktail. Partakers means that it is somebody's work and we take a part of it. So we become a part taker of a certain calling. That calling is not your calling. It's the calling of Jesus. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, when we pray in the name of Jesus, as he is doing in the heavenly kingdom, and we are praying as him on this earth, we are taking a part of his heavenly calling to make intercession for us, that we will be saved completely, not just in spirit, but in soul and body. He is ever living to make intercessions for us, because he wants to save us to the uttermost or completely. Not save just your spirit, but save your body life, save your soulish life, save your will, which is part of your soul. Because some people, their will is still wayward. The will is very wayward. The will confuses them. Today, they like this. Tomorrow, they like that. They are not stable. The Bible says that an unstable person, let not that man think. You see, mentally, he's not stable. He wants his wife, he wants that wife. He wants this job, he wants that job. He wants to stay abroad, he wants to stay here. Please, be stable. Let not that man think. The whole thing is in his mind. He is mentally unstable about what he wants. Let not that man think he will receive anything from the Lord. Because, you see, he is born again. But his will, which is part of his soul, is fluctuating all the time. Jesus died to buy us a better world in Gethsemane. When he said, not my will, but your will be done. He was speaking the opposite of Adam. When Adam said, forget about your will, my will is done, I will eat the fruit. Jesus Christ came to reverse it for us, shedding blood for the first time in Gethsemane. Because he knows that he has to work on the will first. Because it is with our will that we will accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. It is a desire. He has to purchase the desire. Woo. Hallelujah. Amen. Partakers, look into your Bibles. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling of Jesus. Look at the next verse. Consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Jesus Christ. Consider Jesus. Apostle is the sent one. We are representing him on this earth. I've been sent from the heavenly kingdom. Says that consider him. Don't consider yourself because you have weaknesses. Don't consider yourself. Consider Jesus and consider what he has done for you in your prayers, so that you can partake of his calling as an intercessor, ever making intercession for us to be saved to the uttermost. You can intercede just like him. Because if you don't consider him, you will not partake of his heavenly calling. His heavenly calling to intercede before the Father for us, that we are saved to the uttermost. In order for us to intercede, to pray, we must pray in his name. How do we pray in his name? It means we must consider him, not ourselves. We must pray as him. We must pray as him, as representing him. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's end it in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And then verse 34. 1 Corinthians 15, 34. Awake to righteousness and sin not. For some have not the knowledge of God. I say this to your shame. Awake to what? Righteousness. Don't be asleep to righteousness. Awake to it. Because when you are awake to the fact that already you are righteous, just like him, then you will practically not sin. The whole thing starts in the mind. Praying in the name of Jesus is a mentality. Awake to it. The Bible is not just talking about righteousness. Righteousness is a very big thing. It's an all-inclusive word. In righteousness is every other thing. Just as in sin is every other thing. Death, aging, weakness, poverty, it's all sin. Righteousness is an all-inclusive word. Listen carefully as I end. The Bible is not just talking about awake to righteousness as in the technical righteousness. Yes, it is talking about that. But above that, he's telling us to awake to the positive. Awake to the positive. Awake to light, not darkness. Awake to the positive, not the negative. Awaken to something that Jesus has already done. Get awake to it. Because praying in his name means that you are alive. You are awake to the result of all that he did for us. The all-inclusive one being righteousness. But awake to all that accompany righteousness. All that is in righteousness. Awake to it. Awake to God. That is why he says, some of you don't have the knowledge of God. I say this to your shame. Can you imagine? He's writing to believers. I'm ending. Listen carefully. He's writing to believers and he says that some of you don't have the knowledge of God. He says, I say it to your shame. Christians, they don't have the knowledge of God. What knowledge of God should we have? They don't have the knowledge of God. It means that they have the knowledge of the devil. Oh, yes. They know the devil more than God. Listen. Listen. There are some people there. They are more alive to corruption than the pure. When you are alive that way, you are glossing over what Jesus Christ has done. Listen carefully. They are more awake to the negative than the positive. When you do that, you are minimizing what Jesus has done. Pastor, is the negative there? Yes, it is there. But don't be awake to it. Be awake to the positive. Be awake to what? Light than darkness. Some people, they see more darkness in the world than light. They see more of black people being hopeless than the fact that there is hope. Actually, Jesus is our hope. We are prisoners of hope. We may be in prison in some things, but you see, there is a hopeless prisoner. And Zechariah talks about prisoners of hope. Those people, there is a plan for them to come out of the prison. Jesus has opened the prison doors. It is for us to proclaim that the doors are open. Come out. That is why we are prisoners of hope. Hallelujah. Awake to righteousness. Awake to the fact that there is God. There is God in this world. This world has not been run down by the devil. There is God. Say, some of you, you don't have the knowledge of God. It's a shame to tell believers that they don't recognize that God is there, that God is moving in the world. They don't recognize the fact that God existed before the devil. They don't recognize the fact that righteousness was there before sin ever came into the world. And as it was in the beginning, so shall it end. It began in righteousness. It's going to end in righteousness. God is the Alpha. And he is the Omega. He's the same person. So in representing Jesus, wake up. Wake up to the fact that God is alive in your family. God is alive. Don't get a picture that as for your family is full of generational curses and you don't respect anybody in your family. Awake to the fact that Jesus Christ broke every curse. Hallelujah. And to the fact that He has delivered us. He has delivered us. Already delivered. Amen. Not yet to be delivered. Walk in that consciousness. I have been delivered from the dominion of darkness. Generational curse and all those things, they belong to the dominion of darkness. I have been delivered. Past tense. Not will deliver you. Have been delivered. Who delivered me? God did in Christ Jesus. Awake to it. When you get awake to the positive, you pray like Jesus in his name. Because Jesus is not in heaven and crying that, Lord, God, look at this hopeless church. These people have wasted my blood. He doesn't see the negative. Awake to what? The positive. He sees what he has done. He calls you holy brethren. He calls you saint. He calls you victor. See like that so that you can pray as him. Sometimes our prayer meeting is like a catalog of negative things. By the time you leave, you are full of the evils in the world. We don't have the knowledge of God. Shame unto us. I'm not saying it. The Bible is saying it. That when you awake to God, than to the devil. Awake to angels, than to demons. It doesn't mean the devil is not there. It doesn't mean demons are not there. But he says that sleep to that. Awake. Like Jesus is awake to what he has done for us, wake up also so that you can pray in the name of Jesus as him, as he praying. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor, does it mean that we should not talk about any negative thing, that there are some people, terrorists, who want to bomb us and things like that? I'm not saying that we should do that. You see, but as you recognize that there are some terrorists wanting to bomb us, recognize that there are some friendly people, angels from the heavenly kingdom, ready to not defend us. That's reactionary. They have their own agenda. God is a king. He doesn't wait for the devil to do something and he comes to do something. He has an agenda he's pursuing. So sometimes you can gloss over the works of the devil and it will stop by itself. Wow. It's true. It's not every demon that Jesus Christ cast out the spirit. Oh, look at the woman with the spirit of infirmity. He didn't say, come out. He says that, daughter, you are whole. What is the name of Bishop Jake's conference? Woman thou art loose. That's what Jesus said. To this woman with the demon of infirmity that has made her bow for 38 years or so. Jesus looked at her and said, you spirit of infirmity, come out. No, it's just a woman, thou art loose. And she was straight from that moment. What is Jesus teaching us? He's teaching us that it's not everything that know the name of the demon, who are you and what are you? Let's bind the demons. No, you can just say that Jesus makes you whole. Pastor, are you saying we shouldn't bind demons? That's not what I'm saying. It's a privilege to bind demons. Angels cannot bind demons in the way that we should bind demons. You understand? They cannot rebuke demons, I should say, in the way that we rebuke demons. You remember, the Bible says that Michael will not even rebuke Lucifer, but said the Lord rebuke you. Wow. But you see, we can rebuke Lucifer. Why? He is in us. We can rebuke Lucifer. It's not an angel living inside of you. Actually, when you are working with Michael, Angel Michael, Archangel, Archangel, Archangel Michael is working here, you are working here, and the devil is trying to stop you and all that. Listen, Michael cannot rebuke the devil for you. He expects you to say, Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. As representing Jesus, I rebuke you. And then you'll let Michael pass. Hey! Some of you didn't understand me. It's okay. It's okay. You understand where Jesus has put you, that he has elevated you, ladies and gentlemen. Let us walk in the upper truth, upper room truths. Says that until now, you've been praying, but until now, all the things you are doing, you haven't done it as representing you. You just do it in the name of Jesus whom we are following. But he says that, look, you are not representing me. Says that, now do it, represent me. They started it and the Holy Ghost came rushing down because he glorifies Jesus. God bless us. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.